Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where you learn how to mind your business with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. This is episode 15, and if you're following along, you know that this is a guest teacher episode. That means we've invited a guest teacher to come talk about their area of expertise and give you a special lesson just for you. So today we have Paul Jarvis, who is an incredible creative and a best-selling author. I'm talking about like a real best-selling author, not somebody who put up a book on Amazon and was bestseller in their weird category for 5 minutes. This is somebody who really is a best-selling author that's been mentioned in multiple publications and is really, really very good at, you know, writing in his own voice and connecting with people through the written word. And today he's going to be talking about how to connect with your audience through an autoresponder or email autoresponder series. I asked him to teach this topic because I opted into his list and just fell in love with the way he communicated with me through the autoresponder. Not only through the emails he sent me, but even initially when you first kind of sign up and you get that thank you page, it's just so personal and it's so interesting. I just said, this guy's brilliant. I gotta have him on the $100 MBA Show and teach this. So thank you, Paul, for being on the $100 MBA Show as a guest teacher. You know, I'm very flattered that you accepted to be a guest teacher and to offer your area of expertise to our audience. I'm sure our audience is super, super pumped to hear what you have to say. When I listened to this lesson for the first time, I was really excited to release it because I knew that our audience would really love it at the $100 MBA Show. So thanks again, Paul, for doing this for us. Let's jump right into the lesson right now.
Hey, 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 folks. My name is Paul Jarvis, and I am a web designer and a best-selling author. Thanks for joining me today, and I'm going to be talking to you about building relationships with autoresponders. So let's get down to business. Before we get started, though, I just want to talk a little bit about newsletters. A lot of people say the money's in the list and all that jazz. And I just want to talk about why it's important to have a newsletter, because you might have a blog or you might have a product or you might be on social media and think that that's awesome. But for myself and for everybody that I know that runs a successful business, they know and we know that newsletters are really where it's at. And why is that? It's because newsletters convert at a much higher rate. So if you send out a tweet to, say, 10,000 people, probably less than 1% are going to click on it or interact with it. Whereas if you send an email to your list of 10,000 people, you're going to get way more response. You're going to get more product sales, more people clicking links, more people doing what you ask them, especially if you do it right. So the next thing is, now that you know that newsletters are super important and all that jazz, is how do you get people to sign up? Everybody wants more signups. You want more people going to your mailing list and signing up, and you don't want people unsubscribing and all of that. And what I've found for building lists and for keeping people on my mailing list is that it all comes down to the relationship that you build, and it all comes down to being basically a real human being. So I'm going to tell you a bit about my onboarding process. So if somebody goes to my website and sees my newsletter, which is really the main focus of my website, and it should be the main focus of yours, is that the sign up is the main focus. So if somebody signs up for it, which I hope they do, the first thing that they get is a confirmation message, because most newsletter services require double opt-in. So somebody signs up, they get an email saying, do you want to be on this list? Click to confirm. A lot of people don't ever update this text and this content on the signup process. And this is really where you can showcase your personality. You can show kind of what makes you unique and what makes your brand unique and all of that. And you can use it to start conversations with people. And that's what I do, and I find that it works really, really well. So the confirmation message is just something that I've written in my own words and in my own unique writing voice or whatever. And then the email that you get when you have confirmed is called a welcome message. And my welcome message, it used to be something saying, blah, 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 I'm a best-selling author, buy some books or some stuff like that. And I realized that that's not really good. That doesn't really do anything for me. It wasn't even selling many books because people didn't really know my writing yet. They just signed up for the list and I'm already trying to sell them on something, which was dumb. So I changed it. And I changed it to something that I get emails probably once a day, possibly even sometimes more, that people get this welcome message and they're so delighted by it that they email me to tell me how much they liked it. And it's not a sales thing, it's not a marketing thing, it's not a tactic, it's none of that. It's a message saying that I'm so happy that you signed up for my mailing list. I went to my local tattoo parlor and I got your name tattooed on my inner left arm. So every time I raise my left arm, I see your name and I'm pleased that we've made a connection. That's it. It doesn't list anything other than that, except a silly message about me getting tattooed, which is kind of on point for me because I'm covered in tattoos and most people know that. And the response that I get from that is just overwhelmingly positive, and it automatically builds a relationship with people when they sign up. So they're more likely to open the emails that I send every week and read them, or they're less likely to unsubscribe, or they're more likely to just be interested in what I have to say or be interested in the things that I do, which is obviously what you want as a person that has a newsletter. Tucking into a couple more actionable things with a newsletter sign up is the fact that a lot of times the user's goals don't necessarily match what you've written on the page or what you're offering them. So a lot of times a call to action or an offer doesn't really work because it doesn't really give the person on your site any kind of reward or payoff. So the value of a reward or a payoff is measured by a few things. The first thing is money, and obviously most newsletters are free. So the cost is free, so money is kind of a wash. The second thing, and this is a huge, huge thing for newsletters, is effort. And this is where a lot of people get it wrong with freebies or incentives for people to sign up, is that the effort involved for that person to consume this reward or freebie doesn't really work, or it's too much for that person. It's like giving away a 150-page ebook for free. It might be good, it might be filled with value, but somebody may not know you well enough to think that that's something that they're going to spend, because that's going to take hours and hours to read. And they might be discouraged by, like, I don't really want to spend hours reading this. But if you take that information and you condense it and make it very palatable for somebody to consume, it becomes a lot easier to get over that value measured by effort. So if you take, say, that 150-page ebook and take 5 lessons from that, and short lessons, and make it into an autoresponder, that becomes a lot more easy to digest. So if you're saying, you can download my free 150,000-page ebook, it just keeps getting bigger every time I mention it, which is kind of funny. But if you say, oh, you can download my 50,000-word page ebook if you sign up from a mailing list, or if you say, you can get the top 5 lessons on this topic delivered to your inbox every day, that seems a bit better. So a lot of times, and that's why a lot of people have like little drip campaigns, they're called, or little autoresponder campaigns for their newsletter, because you can send a bunch of action-packed advice in really little, like 100, 200 word emails, and really get a point across and really start to build a relationship with somebody that signs up for your list doing that. And I've done that for things even like courses. I built a free course called Write and Sell Your Damn Book. And it takes you through the process of starting a book to releasing and publishing a book through, I think, 13 lessons. And none of them are over a couple hundred words long. And people have been consuming that far more than they would like a big book or a massive course or something like that. And I found that it works. And it's also because it's written in the way that I talk and the way that my audience understands me, it just comes across so much better for them. And it becomes a lot more easy for them to consume. So let's recap quickly. First thing is, be yourself and talk in a conversational tone. And in words that your audience understands. A lot of times people think like, oh, I'm an expert, I'm going to talk in fancy language. It doesn't work because people don't understand it. So talk in a language that people understand. The second point is, customize the text in your newsletter sign-up process. So change the words to sound more like you for confirmations and welcome messages and that sort of stuff. The third thing is that value is measured in effort And it's the time it takes to consume something. So a big ask for consumption, like 150 billion page ebook, is bad. Whereas tiny dripped actions or tips are good. So guys, that is my short and sweet little lesson on building relationships with autoresponders. And my name is Paul Jarvis. And if you want to continue learning about autoresponders or want to learn more about me or anything like that, you can visit pjrvs.com. And if you sign up for my own newsletter, shameless plug, you will see the series of autoresponders that you get. There's only two with my list, and see how it's done that way. Thanks again for joining me. Bye.
Woo, what a lesson. I'm starting to think I gotta up my game as a teacher. These guys are really doing amazing jobs with the guest lesson. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please let us know how we're doing. Give us a rating and review on iTunes. Everybody who gives us a rating and review on iTunes enters the weekly draw to win a free ride to get a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. Every week we announce it on Friday. You can check it out and see if you've won. We're always trying to add value on the show, and hopefully we're doing that. So let us know how we're doing on iTunes. Until next time, guys, I'm going to leave you with a little quote that Mike Grossman, a friend of mine, always says, keep on keeping on, meaning just keep on pushing, keep on going. You're going to do it. Thanks, guys. Check you next time.